though schools have resumed, I'm going to see a battery of what you call them, school uniforms today, from those in kindergarten and then nursery one, primary one. No parents rushing, as always, getting to the Akara woman near my junction. It's amazing. Anyway, so all of that's going on. There's a bit more traffic on the roads, but there's a peculiarity in this particular instance. It's been said, it's been one of the longest running themes for the better part of two decades now. Oh, January is the longest month. Oh, it can be 5 years long, blah, 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 blah. Now, interestingly, this January, just like last year's January, has five Sundays. So 5 Sundays in this particular January. 5 Sundays. So that means today being the 10th, school started yesterday. So that means students will go to school, well, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right? 1, 2, 3. So 15 days of regular school, okay? 15 days. So it might not look so long, and trust me, in the next 2.5 minutes, it's going to be January 31st. So get ready for that. But fuel is high. Power has been cut off in some places. And then comes the issue of even the teachers themselves. So this morning, I'm asking you, how prepared are schools, that would be the management, that would be the teachers, that would be the security men themselves, have they returned from holidays? Yesterday, I got to hear that some maids have not returned. Some security guards in some places have not returned from the holidays. Today is the 10th day in January. They're not back yet. So maybe alternatives should be sought right now. Are the schools ready? Very importantly, are the students ready for the new term? You see, recently, the Commissioner for Education in Rivers State, Professor Chinua Adeoumom, has urged all public and private schools in the state to ensure full academic activities start yesterday. Now, in an interview with our correspondent, the professor urged principals and head teachers of public schools in the state not to levy, as all teaching materials will be provided. Ladies and gentlemen, this is where we are hinging our conversation on. The preparedness of these schools, particularly the public schools, since they're in quote government managed, the commissioner says schools should not levy students, as all teaching materials will be provided for by the state government. So let's listen to him, please.
Government is still committed to paying for these examinations as they have been doing for the past 7 years. So no parents should pay, no student in public schools should pay to any principal or head teacher any of these, you know, charges. Government will pay for NECO and WAEC registration for River State students or students in public schools in River State. Same with the basic education certificate. The basic.
So, you heard him, all right? So they're not meant to pay for any of the WAEC or NECO examinations, even basic education examinations, not to be paid. Government will pay for that. But what about the other things? Remember last year was a big talking point when teachers would complain that, oh, impress has not been sent. You know, teachers had to be, you know, paying for chalk, paying for blackboard, this and that. Sometimes even levying students, levying pupils in some communities. That report came through here that some teachers would tell, look, oh, you have to bring 500 naira or whatever so that we can buy this to do this to teach and all of that. It's a new term, very important term. How ready do you think? Those of you who have gone to school right now, who have taken your children to school yesterday and today, ladies and gentlemen, we want to get to hear from you.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
So 070-0923-0923, that's the smart number. When you use that number, please drop your name and your location and you'll be patched through to us here in the studio. So 070-0923-0923, WhatsApp 08090306416 08090306416. Facebook and Twitter, available on Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH. So facebook.com/@Nigeria Info PH. Schools have started. Petrol scarcity is also affecting cost of transportation. The schools open. I saw some school buses this morning with some children. I don't know how much they're paying for those services, but they are on. But what about the teachers? Have they returned? We don't forget, there's some interesting move for teachers in this area to the UK. Is your school affected? Are teachers in school right now? Are they returned from the holidays? Let's get to find out from you the level of preparedness. Muriel is speaking to us from Okrika. Good morning to you, Muriel.
Good morning, Jude. Thank you.
Good morning.
Jude, I listened to the commissioner and his speech was very sweet and apt, but I tell you, Jude, the students are ready. Though all the students are not back, but trust me, 95% of students are back to school. But what about the part of the government? Do you know that there are bushes by now? Government schools, there are bushes, grasses all over the place.
Very true.
Before schools resumed, this government, or they said parents should not take any levy or any sort. They should have sent workers to go and clear the grass. The students are prepared, teachers are prepared, but the schools, the government, they are not ready for us. When you go, you see the schools. Do you know that some of the schools have been vandalized? They should go and visit. They should see. They should clear the grass. They should set everything ready for teachers and students. Students are ready. And secondly, materials. They should provide materials for teachers. Pen, books. Do you know that before books, if at all it comes, before books, a teacher will use to write, as in to write a scheme of work, comes, it would have been even up to half of the term.
Okay, so Muriel, what you are describing... Hello, Muriel.
All right. Yeah, I'm listening.
So, apologies, please. What you are describing is what they call the impress, you know, day-to-day running, you know, stencils, stationaries, and things like that, all right? So,
yes.
I don't know if you are in teaching sector, but last year people complained that, you know, they were not receiving those things. The government is saying, look...
Absolutely.
The government is saying, when it comes to examinations, nobody should pay for anything. But even those examinations last year, there were still complaints that they were asked to pay so they can participate in the exams. Now you are saying that the children are ready, but the schools are not ready. Are you sure the commissioner is aware of these kind of things going on?
Oh, there might be. Do you know that in the urban areas like this, as in towns, they go around. Some of these people benefit because at least the schools are close to the border, they easily. But go to the rural areas, the villages. It's not easy. In fact, if you get into most of those things, trust me, they are vandalized. And these impressed, they don't even come. Most teachers, most principals did not even receive throughout last term or throughout last academic year. So the principals are forced to take little things from students to keep the school going. Students cannot cut all those. Do you know that there are most government schools, huge grasses? You endanger students when you send them to go and cut those grasses. Students can, there are big snakes there. So you have to pay for people to come with these grass cutting machines to pay. Principals cannot do that from their salaries. They have to take little things. Even school, even during examinations, you have to buy. They have to buy exam sheets, exam papers, all those things. These things are not being provided for. And principals are forced to at least take little things. Tomorrow they will say everything is free. Absolutely. No, there's nothing free. They have to do this. Otherwise, they can't run the schools.
All right, Muriel. Thank you very much. Muriel says, well, the students are ready, but the schools might not just be ready. So, once again, it's interesting to get to hear you, the responders, you, whom the government is particularly taking care of their children as regarding education. All right, WhatsApp, Telegram, 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. All right, that's where you'll find us on WhatsApp and Telegram. Please do not call that number, please. Good morning. Precious here in Rumokoro. I'm not happy because I had to send my ward children wares to the laundry for ironing due to no power supply and to get fuel. It's hard. That's another thing. Preparations for the children. Like I said, fuel is high, you know, cost of transportation, but other allied services are also feeling the brunt. Kabari is speaking to us from Kanak. Good morning to you, Kabari.
Good morning, Jude.
Good morning, please. Welcome.
Good morning. I send a greetings to you.
Greetings.
Jude, the students of River State are ready to resume their academic activities. Are you with me?
Listen to you, please.
Good. The commissioner is merely talking. Are you with me? We all knew in River State that lip service has been paid to public education in River State under this current administration with evidence to prove. We are a man has 6 children and you pay 2 to 5. This 2 to 5 in pattern, out of each of the children, you pay this 2 to 5 up to 3 times. It's not a small money. That is more or less a fee charged by private schools. There has not been anything but private schools in River State being run by government. It has been extortion to extortion.
But the commissioner said for exams, let's stick with exams. The exams, you know, for public schools, the government doesn't pay for private schools. It's only for public schools. They're not meant to pay for anything. Whereas the NECO or the GCE, they're not meant to pay anything.
My brother, that same commissioner that is talking there did not call from Satumo. He is a born of this state. And I believe he also receives his education, if not fully, partly, in River State. But when they see, they always hitch their offenses around the developed areas, which is where the governor hails from. We are talking of 23 local government in River State, sir. As a commissioner, do your job, match your words with action. The previous governor of this state is it. There is no policy to penalize. He's just talking. Who would they penalize? How many principals would they penalize? This is almost what happened under the doctor, Dr. Peter Odele. We have the principals, the 30 students, that anybody that tends to review any...
Oh dear, Kabari in Kana, not particularly pleased. All right, so yes, and Jude, the children are ready, though reluctantly. They love the holidays, but I have to weigh in on your question very heavily. How prepared are the schools? I can tell you private schools are more than ready, but it's the public schools. We don't know if they're going to have the same quality of care that they receive in the private sector. So we don't know if it's going to be the same or there's going to be a change. Yes. Is it going to be more of the same or is it going to be a change? You really have to wonder, because a lot of people are going to those public schools. It's the quality that matters. Hello, Potako returns in about 2.5 minutes.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Yes, indeed, we are back, 9:27 a.m. Good morning to you once again. It's quite the morning. A bit of foggy this morning, about 6:37 a.m. this morning. The temperature is meant to be about 26. Cloudy weather expected today. So once again, please be advised. Personally, I would love for the weather to remain like this. You know, we want to be able to wash our clothes and have them dry in maybe, 40 minutes. But hey, you can't predict the weather so far. But anyway, do well to stay within the ambience of the law when you're driving. Don't overspeed. Right? Speeding really does kill. But now we'll move away from all of that and come to our focal point this morning. Starting off looking at education. Yes, it's the office beat. Businesses are going to be in full swing now. Look at the universities. A lot of them are opening right now. The students are going to come back. Tenants, you know, are going to renew their rent. Landlords are pretty much happy. School is in session. Parents have to pay. Students also, particularly in the university, will also do their bit. But we're looking at no primary and secondary school, basic and secondary school education this morning. How prepared? You know, the term started yesterday and the government is saying, look, particularly for public schools, please make sure activities are in full swing. Nobody should do this. Nobody should do that. But how prepared are the teachers right now? The students claim that they are ready. But what about the school? Okonkwo is speaking to us from Rumokuta. Let's find out where he stands if he does have a child. Good morning, Okonkwo. Welcome, please.
Thank you, Brother Jude.
Good morning, please.
Yes. The Commissioner for Education said that the state government will provide everything.
As concerning the WAEC and GCE and for on the younger examinations, nobody should collect any money for those things. But we also know that there's some money they send across to the public schools. Do you think that they are ready? I don't know if you have a child or you have friends who have children in public schools.
Yes, the students are ready, but government is not ready. Number one, have they been able to provide buses and put on the roads to be carrying the students and the pupils that go to different schools?
That's a very good question.
Because currently there is no fuel through which the students would go to school. There are few cars on the road. A place that people pay 15 naira before is now 215 naira. And parents that have their cars to carry their children to school, currently, there is no fuel for them to drive their cars. Just like myself talking to you now, I don't have fuel with which to carry my child to school. I just managed to do that this morning. So the issue is that the government, from federal to local government to state, they are not ready to provide them comparative and competitive education for the children of this country. And so they will just only come and talk in the radio, and that is theoretically, but practically nothing is happening. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Okonkwo in Rumokuta. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome once again to Hello Port Harcourt. That's a smart number. Drop your name and your location and then you get passed through to us here in the studio. WhatsApp and Telegram still available. 0809-030-6416. Screen is just in front of me. At Nigeria Info PH. At Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Facebook and on Twitter. On Facebook, Blaze Blaze Latte says, good morning. We are not prepared at all. The transport fare has gone up and the lecturers are not smiling. Chances are that person is in university. Robin is in HA. Robin, good morning to you. Welcome to Hello Port Harcourt.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, as regards the program and the topic on ground, concerning what the Commissioner of Education said, I do know and understand when I was growing up, school system was different. I went to boarding school, County High School, and I do know by my first entrance into the gate, I presented the payment of sellers made by students into the boarding school. There used to be discussion, there used to be meeting between the Ministry of Education and the authorities. Now, saying that government of River State is going to pay NECO and pay all that, within the period under review, when River State, when the school were on holiday, what has been the communication between the principal, the head teachers, and the ministry? This is not when school resumes. The commissioner will come to begin to make such.
But Robin, you don't know. It's very possible that the commissioners have been sending out letters to the teachers, to the head of schools, both at the immediate local areas and also in the rural areas, those far communities like your place in Eche. It's very possible that they've sent communiques.
Okay, Jude, let me shock you.
Please.
Yes, I call you from Eche, but I'm an expatriate from Ahuda East. I was in my village this Saturday. My primary school in my village is overrun by weeds.
Oh.
Even the school that was cited there through the effort of Honorable Edison Ehiri for study project is surrounded by bush Arabic. And school resumed yesterday. So I'm talking from the point of view that I know what I'm saying. So it's not just the commissioner coming to tell us this. All the while people complain about what's going on in the public schools. Have you heard him make any comments? Have you had the commissioner visit any of the rural schools and give us on the spot assessment of what he saw? Yes, no. It's not when you sit in your comfort zone and begin to tell us as if we don't know what we say and what we do. Now, don't forget, in 2018, the same Ministry of Education, River State Government, carried out a new assessment as regards the shortage of schools, teachers in our public schools. And they told us that over 1,000 that they're going to employ 10,000 teachers and 4,000 non-teaching staff. Has that been done from 2018 to today? So tell us about paying for NECO. Let's grow up. Well, the mother is my name. From the
state. All right. Thank you very much. So Robin's not particularly pleased, and he doesn't think the schools are ready, and particularly public schools. All right. Now, WhatsApp now, 0809-030-6416. Schools have resumed, yet grasses are yet to be cut in schools. Two, the exam fees should not only be for the Rivers Indigents, but every exam student in these schools. That's a debate that, you know, should be had. Okay, moving on. Schools should be ready to read and pass. Students, rather, should be ready to read and pass examinations without being aided by teachers to indulge in exam malpractice. Since the teachers collect money from students to be aided, and they come out half baked. Ah, okay, all right. It's a very that report, that particularly the last bit. You know, there've been so many comments and critics over that particular scenario. Some blame the student parents, or the parents rather of the student, for promoting that. Others blame the teachers, who are not particularly impressed with the way government is handling the educational sector. And so they go about trying to, I swear, make some sort of living for themselves. You know that? You know, hey, pay 2,000 naira before you write this examination, all of that. We get a lot of those reports. Last year, there were so many of them, you know. So we do hope that's going to change this year. So your son, your daughter sent to school this morning, if they're primary or secondary school. What's been your experience? Were you ready? How are you coping with the new challenges, particularly at the start of the year? 93.3. Oh, dear. Sorry about that. Please do well. Turn down the volume of your radio set when you want to call us, please. Turn down the volume of your radio set. Refrain from making derogatory or defamatory comments. If you didn't quite see it or hear it, don't make unsubstantiated claims, please. Please. It's very important that you do that. My H3, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Nigerians. Hector.
Welcome.
Thank you. You see, what we see in this state is lip service from the government. You know, when a pastor climbs a pulpit and fish, and when he's fishing, he cannot ask questions on the areas that we are not satisfied. But on Sunday school, you know, in Sunday schools, you can ask questions. On Bible school, you can ask questions. So when commissioners of education and information come on here to just make announcements and give a service, the public does not have the opportunity to ask questions. Schools are ready. The teachers are ready. The students are ready. But there is no, the schools are not well informed, the compound. And you don't expect the teachers to read the class. You don't expect the teachers to cut the grass. And if you don't also expect the students to read the grass, to cut the grass, then the government should be grateful.
But wait, Hector, why exactly is it wrong for the students to cut the grass? At least for secondary school students. We did that in my time. We will come back, and this was not even a public school, this was a private school, and we would clear the grass. It was our environment.
Even when I was in secondary school, we used to cut the grass. We have, I think, in nobody. But, okay, let's limit it to the schools. You don't expect these little children to cut grass. And come to think of it, months or weeks have gone by, the grass has grown bigger, and there will be snakes in the bush, in the grass, and all that. So I think asking those little children to cut grass, you are endangering their lives. So I won't advise any school to do that. So we expect the government to do the needful, to employ or to pay for services that we to carry out that job. And if the government fails to do that, it will now result the school authorities, taking a special from the students, maybe 1,000, 2,000, or 500, so that they can be able to pay for persons that we carry out that job.
To clean out,
so the government should stop keeping giving this service. This is the government that is trying to raise revenue, that is trying to create funds for political parties intending to use this campaign. It is very unfortunate.
I totally do. All right, so yeah, it is a bit of a worry, but you know, let us stick, if I may, let us stick with that bit of holiday season, about 2-3 weeks from about the 15th of December, you know, down to today. So for just about 3 weeks, right? Just about 3 weeks. I think for primary schools, I think it makes a lot of sense that for primary schools, those who are going to go into primary 1, primary 4, primary 5, if they have a big school, particularly public school, they shouldn't be the ones clearing the grass. But I know in time past, I'd seen children do that. But away from that, because apart from, you know, the fact that it's meant to build some level of, responsibility and discipline, you know, people talk about safety. In this part, particularly during the season, dry season, you are more likely to get to see some snakes right now, right? So it's a possibility, and I think it's not a bad idea to protect the children, younger ones. But those who are in secondary school, I'm not saying it must be done, but what exactly is really wrong, whether it's in a public or private school, for them to come back to school and clear the grass? What exactly is wrong? Let's use this government school at Apara here, a very popular one when you're going to Rumokoro. What exactly is wrong with, you know, the GSS 3 or GSS 3 to SS2 boys, for example, and girls, you know, being giving out portions, you know, and hey, clear it. You teach them, you know, apart from camaraderie, but you teach them responsibility. This is your school. You know, you should be able to take care of the premises. What exactly is wrong with that? Are they really ready? I remember in our time, when we come to school, the first, usually we resume, was it a Saturday or a Sunday? Usually the first 3 or 4 days, heavy labor. You will wash, you know, the toilets will be washed, the hostels will be washed, the classrooms will be washed, you know, they will designate people, different classes, you know, clean everywhere, grasses will be cut, you will be given portions, you know, academic activities may be minimal, but see that cleaning? Everybody will clean. Everybody. 92.3. Okay. Apologies. All right, JJ is on the line. I'm curious. Let me ask JJ if he cleared grass when he was in secondary school, at least. And JJ speaking to us from Rumokoro.
But I did.
JJ, did you clear grass in secondary school?
Yes, and yes, and yes again.
Interesting.
Yes.
How did you
I
go?
In primary school.
Oh, even in primary school too?
Yes, primary 5 and 6.
Ah, okay.
We even did more than that. Because when I was in primary school in Escravo, that's the Brodo community, the principal's house is inside the school, and they use wood to fence it out of the school. So when some wood are broken, we go to the bush, cut wood, come back, do the fence, and do it well. Primary 5 and 6, that's their work. Then at secondary school, Western Boys High School, every Friday's Labor Day, you have to come with that machete they call Ojibe.
The big thick
you
one.
Know that.
Yes.
That very soft one.
Mm.
You use it as you're clearing, you see the grass flying on the air. Fua, fua. So you just eat. So I don't know this thing of secondary school children can't clear grass. Government should. I don't get this old stuff.
Mm.
Just a few months ago, I was in Delta State. there's this school around Ogele on the road on your right to get to Ogele, right? I saw small, small children. They're not even inside the school compound, outside, chopping grass. I was like, wow, these children, they still clear grass, the world will clear. So as far as I'm concerned, those that are grown enough, not even about grown, from primary 5, 6, you have a labor master from the school. You also have a labor prefect who share the portion to make sure people are separated from each other. Mm. At a distance that they cannot injure themselves. So what is the big deal? What's the big deal?
Okay.
Labor prefect will supervise you, give you portion. You even have your portion that you clear.
Oh,
so, I don't know. Everybody has turned at their butter.
Let's move away. JJ, let's move away from clearing the grass. What about the other level of preparedness? Now, people are talking about, yes, fuel is hard, power, they've not been able to even have power to even iron the clothes. Some schools, people are asking, are the teachers ready to receive the students? Do they have the materials, teaching materials, board, chalk? It's 21st century, but yes, some from public schools still have teachers write on a chalkboard. Do they have these things? From your information, do you think that they have these things?
I don't see anything wrong in writing in a chalkboard. Now, so we tell them, we even carry slate. I don't know if you meet slate.
Yes, we heard about that.
That does not stop anything. So whether it's chalkboard or whiteboard or redboard, it doesn't make any difference for me, whether it's 21st century. What they have seen in our century and now, has anything changed?
A lot has changed, JJ.
What did change? Is it those politics that they tell you be careful and others are... It's the same thing, Jude.
Mm.
So as far as I'm concerned, Jude, the whole thing is for the NEPA stuff. If you go to my Facebook wall, Jerry Omas, you will see the rating there. I just did the rating of NNPC and PhD as the worst organization of 2022. I just hope they can improve, but I doubt if they can do that. Thank you very much.
All right, so Jerry doesn't think that they're quite ready. 9.3, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, please.
This is Miss Super speaking.
Welcome.
While you're in school, Wednesdays and Fridays are for cleanup.
Okay.
The boys will cut. The ladies will use their hose and wick.
Interesting.
That is how the school was kept clean. Before the school closes, we make sure that our schools are cleared up. So that when we come back, the schools will be clean, not overgrown. I don't know what teachers and the students are doing these days. Everybody are lazy. Nobody's taking care of the children. Nobody's taking care of the school. Everything you want government to come and do. Let them wait for government to come and feed them in their houses. It's not okay. And by that, you are training the children to be fit. Even if some parents ask their children not to sweep their houses.
Mm.
They don't sweep outside. How can they progress? That is why we have lazy boys and girls all over the place.
Oh, wow.
Please, teachers should do what they're supposed to do. They are not getting it right. They are helping to spoil our children. Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Teachers should do what they should do. Get the children to clear the grass. Yes, that's what teachers should do. Okay. All right, well, maybe we'll have a full conversation on that one in particular. Good morning, presenter. This is Comrade Jesse from Gwara Community. Please help me ask the said Commission of Education if the children at public schools are permitted to pay for WAEC fees. Because here in Bua Nama Community Secondary School, Gwara, children are paying 27,000 naira. Well, let's get to hear what the commissioner said. I can't actually speak for the commissioner. Let's get to hear him.
Government is still committed to paying for these examinations as they have been doing for the past 7 years. So no parent should pay, no student in public schools should pay to any principal or head teacher any of these charges. Government will pay for NECO and WAEC registration for River State students or students in public schools in River State. Same with the basic education certificate. The best.
Did you hear that? Jesse, did you hear that? But just in case you didn't, I'm nice. We'll get to listen to it again.
Government is still committed to paying for these examinations as they have been doing for the past 7 years. So no parents should pay, no student in public schools should pay to any principal or head teacher any of these charges. Government will pay for NECO and WAEC registration for River State students or students in public schools in River State. Same with the basic education certificate. The BEFEC.
All right, Patience is in Ozoba. Patience, good morning to you, please. Welcome. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Thank you. Good morning, Hugh. How are you?
I'm very well. Good morning, Patience.
Okay, I'm hearing from everybody. Thanks. I share JAJ's, part of JAJ's thoughts, and we went through school. We did labor, primary, secondary school, government schools, by the way. And then today, I go, like you mentioned, certain areas in Choba, apparently, and all that. You go through certain schools, you see overgrown grasses. I wouldn't even call them grass. They're turning into mini forests.
Oh, yeah, they're forest-like. I see trees in some. I've seen pawpaw and mangoes in some.
Thank you. And we have cases where students have been even bitten by snakes in this environment. Now, teachers are in that environment. We have the UBE board. Like a caller said, do they go out, even the commissioner, to do on-the-spot assessments of the schools? We're not talking about the schools now in the hinterlands. These are the ones within us here, Obiakpo, Port Harcourt, Ikwerre, local government, yeah? That can easily be accessible. We see them. Do they go see this? Apart from the fees, who is in his normal mind would allow his child to go to that environment? But people have to because of the economy. Yeah? People send their kids there. All right. How? And they have, in this school, you find out that they have parent-teachers association.
Yes.
What do they do there? Do they see this environment when they come there for their meetings? If they do. There's a lot of lack of ethical attitude from the government, the teachers, and parents. It's a three-way thing for me. Because I'm an intentional parent. If I go there and I see it, the schools my children attend, they attend government schools.
Okay.
And the principal, from the principal down to the teachers, can tell you the kind of parent I am. I make sure from time to time I work, but I still go there to see what's going on. The kids give me feedback. I don't work on their feedback. I call one or two teachers to confirm. Some of them will tell you what, you know, just to protect them. But they know that once I call, that means I'll be there soon. So I cannot allow my kids to be there. And yes, if it's something that the students cannot enter, like we mentioned, mini-like forest, you can't send someone's kids to go into a mini forest to go and start chopping it down.
Yes.
Looking at the what we're having, let me use this case scenario we have now. A lot of kids are even trekking to school because of the scarcity of fuel and the price of transport. After trekking down to school, that's another labor on its own. You don't even know if the child has had a meal. Then you send that child or the student into this grass. Mini forest to go bring them down. God forbid something happens. So in cases like this, it's okay. I might say that the government will, of course, we know that, like I said, my kids attend government schools, and we know the amount of everyday levies that come. Levies here, levies there, levies there. So some of them, I agree to them. Some of them, I stand against it, and it doesn't happen. They back out. Now, in such a case, for my children's own safety and educational well-being, I would suggest to the school, put some little money together, get a professional labor, and clear that out. And when it's out, the normal grass will now grow. Then the kids are now inducted into learning labor. But the same teachers, some of them will rather not teach these children how to do this, but gather them to their personal farms.
So patients,
it's
a threefold problem for you now. Parents are culpable, the government is culpable, and also the teachers culpable.
All three of them.
They're not prepared.
That's the thing.
Thank you very much. Bernard, speaking to us from Obakri. Bernard, are the people of Obakri ready for this term?
Hello?
Are they ready for this term in Obakri, Bernard?
Yeah.
They are? Okay, talk to us then.
Yeah, good morning, Elder Sobe Eli, my friend.
Welcome, Bernard.
Thank you. First of all, I want to just say to my friend Sobe Eli, like I have always told him, you know, he's condemning a letter written signed by the Commissioner of Education. I don't think that should be an issue. You know, Sobeya himself is a lawyer, and I wonder what kind of spokesman he is. As a spokesman, you're an image maker of that organization you're speaking for. And as such, you should mind how you refer to people. And desist from denigrating people. It doesn't make you a better person. You know, always being arrogant and feeling that every other person is down there is not right.
Bernard, I'm sorry, I need to ask you, Bernard. Hello.
All you do is you respect it. For instance, he has been told that PDP has complied.
Oh, okay, pause. Bernard, I think you had the wrong conversation. Oh, okay, because I was just trying my best to understand where he was coming from. Because I remember I heard him make mention of the Commission of Education. I needed to be very certain that we're in the right space. All right, but apparently he's talking about a political issue, most likely from the morning crossfire. All right, so once again, Bernard, I think you had the wrong conversation, but it was great to hear from you. Thank you very much. All right, hi, Jude. There is a difference between making a statement and enforcing it. The commissioner will come out and talk, but how far have they gone to enforce the law of not paying for WAEC and NECO? Talk is cheap. He can't tell me he doesn't know that some principals still do such, because one way or the other, the commissioner has relatives. And as such situations, and I'm sure he hears complaints. Rita from Woji. Yes. Well, at least that's what he said. The government is taking care of all those things. My name is Jude. Hello, Port Harcourt returns after the break.